44 Shin Yavamos, Hey Tavis, Hey Tav Shinam, Vav, December 10th, 1975, beginning of the Shir now.
I'm talking from Menashe, Avri Zore. So, but there is no chorus, unless is the Havidosa Bikach. Many times, that's the form of worship, I mean, talking from Menashe. So then it's Chayev like any other Der Havidosa. But if it's not Der Havidosa Bikach, so then, there is only a lab, there is no chorus. Ushugot echatos, limute doroshim b'maise. Let's say, ba'avrizore. So if it wants the kabbalah of Belaha, if he says, iliatot do an avrizore. So it's chayim mise, and there is chorus, but chatos there isn't, because there is no maise. There is no maise. So if Bez Nagodo passed in, let's say, in Avrizore, in the form of Avrizore that has no, doesn't involve any Maise, so then there is no Par Helem Domoshotzi. No Par Domoshotzi. I mean, the Rambam Melevuchim says that Kabole Belaha doesn't mean that the Kabole Belaha. One who prays to Avrizore is also like Mikabole Belaha. I mean, that the Rambam in Melevuchim. Anyway, so, but that form of Avrizore, there is no call, because it's only verbal, so there is no maise, no kov, so there is no chiyu of par visoi here, helen dovashot tzibo, in such case. Ma'ale halo, dovash hayom al dimi kohen goz echatos, so Rebbe learns out exerushot, because in the parashe of helen dovashot tzibo, par helen dovashot tzibo, in vayikro, so the Torah says Olel, and the Torah says Olel gabe achis isho isho achis lusikol tzchil kalsavas Olel b'chayeo. So just as b'achis isho there is an avir of kores, so paralim shal tzibur only an avir of kores. So mal halo, what does it mean mal halo? Just as b'achis isho, so there is daily kores goes echatos. So here too, so the lotion, the expression because echatos is very strange, because the Torah in the posik of the Torah doesn't mention chatos. The Torah only mentions chores, not chatos. Chatos is mentioned dafke in the parasha of the Eldo Shel Tzibur. So agevshitke no kemishin must listen here. Yes, daiselil because chatos lekol b'achis isho elo mehoche adarabe. Where is chatos mentioned? Dafke in the parash of Eldo Shel Tzibur. But chores is mentioned in the parash of b'achis isho. Now, so the Gemara says, ba'avir eskichavi. So we know through the exershove of Aleo that par Eldo Shel Tzibur only applies to Domashatini chorus. But how do we know that the chiyuv of par and tzoya, ba'avidizore, and the chiyuv of siro, ba'avidizore, by yochi, nosi in Moshiach, is only, is only the Domashatini chorus? So the Gemara says, Yali, Tzibur ba'aviris chovim, yalif me'ine'ine. Because the Torah mentions inei gabi parel no shel tzibur. And the Torah mentions me'ine yoido gabi avrizore, where bezin pastant that avrizore is mutea. So we learn now just as gabi parel no shel tzibur only vidobo shel dinikores, so gabi avrizore only by avrizore shel dinikores. So, ba'aviris chovim asim me'ine'ine. So Tesis was bothered by Kashi, why do we have to resort to a special Zereshove of Eineyene to be advised that when is there a chiyuv of par and tzoya? Only by Domoshet in the chorus, but he says, the question is, why can't we learn out mitzvahs mitzvahs? Now the Torah says, now the Gemara applies that Zereshov of Mitzvahs Mitzvahs, so why doesn't the Gemara apply the Zereshov of Mitzvahs Mitzvahs for the purpose of learning out, of deducing the Aloche that Avrizore, there is a chiyuv of par and tzoyir only if Dorosh is any chayz. Because the Torah mentions mitzvahs gabei par helm Dorosh of tzibodex, the term mitzvahs is used. Vim koladas Yisroel, koladas Yisroel, yishgu binelam dom nakol, vi also achas vikol mitzvahs adishash vassanu vashem. Mitzvahs and in Shuach, so the Torah also says mitzvahs. V'chisizgu v'loisasu is kol mitzvahs ha'ele asher dibra l'shem ovleishe. So why do we have to resort to the Rashon v'Rabbeinu? Because that expression of mitzvahs is not mufne, because it is applied for the droshe that mumel avrizore is a mumel chaterekulet, so it's not mufne. So we cannot apply this droshe of mitzvahs. We have to apply the droshe of Einim. All right. Then the Gemara says, Tzibu Babel Eskichovim Yalut Meneine, Yochit Nosi Moshiach. How do we know that Yochit Nosi Moshiach Babel Zore is only Chayev Vikhov Meisiro, by Dorosh as any Koretz, but not by an Amizore that is in our Koretz, Mi Nefesh Achas. So, Nefesh Achas, Echad Yochit, Vechod Nosi, Vechod Moshiach, Mashma Vov Meisi, Valinian Rishi. Because the Torah says, first, Imposit Chobbeis, Imposit Chobdalet, Voyo Imeini, Oidon Esra Lishgobo. That is reference to Avrizore by the Tzibur Al Piroaz Beznagoru. So there is a Chiyuv of Par Visoia. Then the Torah says, Vim Nefesh Achasech, Tovishgobo, Vikrivoeis Bashnos Olechato. So Vim, the Vov. So in other words, of Vov Moisi, Alinian Rishi, Vilami Tachnueli, Tachtin, that's Yochid Navrizore, that's at the bottom of the Svator, and then the Tzibur Bavrizore. So, Vilami Tachnueli. So just we gabi Tzibur Bavrizore, only the Dorosh Dini Kores. So we gabi Yochid Bavrizore, only the Dorosh Dini Kores. Vim Tema, typically the Chsib or some Kores, the head yet. Kidash Rabbonim Somos. So this is a very strong kashi. Why do we have to resort to the droshe from the yitur of the vov yisera, vov meisiv alinyan rishi, because here this is the parashe of avodizor. So because the Torah says ve'hanefesh ashatase v'yadromo milo ezrach u'minagir es adishemu migadim. What does it mean by Nefesh Atas V'Atromo? If you say that Avrizore B'Meizi. So the Torah mentions Kores here. So Mimele, we don't have to resort to the Vov Yisere of Vim Nefesh Achas. Because in that parashi itself, Kores is mentioned. Vim Teima Tepi Kudek Sivor Som Kores V'Ed Kirashin Rabon B'Samuch. V'Yesh Leima, the Rebbe, here we are referring to Rebbe. So the Rebbe Ahu Kores Bivores Hashem. The Hochek Sivis Hashem Migadei Vinichesso. Uviferik Misho Yitome Yisle Rebbe Migadei Fali Bivores Hashem. Because there is a Machleik Estanoi. When the Posik in Shlach Vanefesh Asad Yotrom Mino Ezrach Nagir Asad Hashem Migadei Vinichesso Hanefesh Hayim Kerlam. So there is a Machleik Estanoi. The other one who say that Hanefesh Asad Yotrom as reference to Avrizore, and he sold that lacked presumptuously, so Hashem will make that even if Hashem will kill. Then the Atanoim will say, "Vanevesh Adiyat Biadromo," as reference not to Avrizore, but to Mivores Hashem. Now, and Rebbe in Psochim says that Vanevesh Adiyat Biadromo as reference to Mivores Hashem. So Mimele, we couldn't say that when the Torah says "V'nefesh achas sechto bishgog," that has reference to Avrizore. So it has reference only to the Avrizore that involves a Nisa Kores. and Nisa Kore, or Avora that involves Kores, not Avodah Zorah like Mechabit, Minashik, that is just the law of no Kores. So why? Because the Kores is mentioned. True Kores is mentioned. But when Kores is mentioned in Pasuk Lamed, it doesn't have reference to Avodah Zorah. It has reference to Mevoras Hashem. The Rebbe who calls Mivoras Hashem, doch exil Hashem Migadi, the fruit of Shlomo, is the Rebbe Migadi from Mivoras Hashem. Now, the Rabbonon has Shlomo knowledge. So the question is, how do, where the Rabbonon know? The Rabbonon apply the Oleo that Tzoras Hizisho is Asuro. So they can't deduce from Oleo that Parel and Dovashel Tzibur is only applies to Dovashel Dini Kores. So how do they, but they certainly agree with this thing, that Parel and Dovashel Tzibur is limited only to his Dini Kores. How do they know this thing? Rabbon Haiswarm know it. So the Gemara says, the Rabbonon learned out from Tirach. So Jesus says, the Kashi, why couldn't the Rabbonon learn out from the Gzer Shove to Alochitz? Because we have Oleo is mentioned in the Posik of Achizish, and the Oleo is mentioned in the Posik of Yiv, Yivomo Yovil, and the Oleo is mentioned in the Parashel in the Posik of Parahel and Dovashel Tzibur. So why couldn't the Rabbonon learn out Oleo, the Oleo of Parahel and Dovashel Tzibur from Achizisho, that just Achizisho is involves Kores. So Parel and Dovashel Tzibur also applies to something that involves Kores, and also learn out another Xereshove of Oleo of Achisisho from Oleo of Yivom Yomi Oleo. Well, in Tema Kulim Yutz at Epikon Oleo the Xereshove literally Dorish Lechol Mile V'yish Leima the Oleo Dichzik Gab Achisisho V'gab Echatos Loi Muvne Mufne V'ahid Yiv Mufne. In other words, only the oleo of Yiv is superfluous. So mele we couldn't learn out two zereshos. We have the tamei mei da filu mufne ayda chesisho. Even if we assume that the oleo of chesisho is mufne, kim dahu the chatos raf mufne. So that means that if we are to subject to apply the Oleo to the Xereshove of Parel and Dovashel Tzibur, some Melee, Tzmut and Mishnei Tzodim. Mashenken, if we are going to apply the Alfuse, if we are going to reduce the Dab, if we are going to apply it, to the Yerushalayim from Yivome, so then it's moved to Mishnei Tzodim. But if we are going to apply it to the Yerushalayim from Parel and Dovashel Tzibur, to be moved to Mitzadecho. So when there are two alternatives, one alternative is to apply a certain droshe in the moved to Mitzadecho, and the other alternative is in applying it in moved to Mishnei Tzodim, so that's a cloud, that it has to be applied in Mufne Lishnei Zdodim and not in Mufne Zadeh. Rav Tamim Yad Aftul Mufne, Ayid Achi Sisho Kim Dahu Lechat Eslaf Mufne, Chat Eslaf Mufne, Shafkil Mufne Zadehot, Vidashil Mufne Shnei Zdodim, Gamin Mapa. Now, this thesis is a very strange thesis. Mavir is Kechobim Dobo Shechayobim Ardin Nikotz. Dobo Shechayobim Ardin Nikotz. So, in other words, so the Rabbonim learn out from Vanefesh, Ashatase, Yad Romo, Huk Shokolati, that's in the parashah of Avodah Zorah, and the Torah says, Tirachas Yelochem, Laisi Bishkobo, so there is a Hekesh. Kolatir, Kulam is Chobi. Mav is Chobi Dosh Hayor Zini Kores, Vaz Boki Chatos, Av Kol Dosh Hayor Zini Kores, Vaz Chatos. Vim Teima. Vim Mav is Chobi Dosh Hayor Zini Skil. Now, so the Kol is mentioned here Gabi Avodah Zorah. Gabi Avodah Zorah. So we learn out from Tiro Achas Yilochem Lo Yisem Ishgogo that in Kol Atere Kule, when is the Kol? Only the Domash is in the Kores. Why? Because God of Rizore, there is Kores. But, and this is the Parash of Avodah Zorah, but by Avodah Zorah, not only is the Kores, there is Kile also. So let us deduce from that that when is there that Mkolatere Kule, when is there Kom Bishani, Echatus Kobua? Only if he is Aver and Avere of Mise, of Mrs. Bez Mishkoko. But if one is Aver and Avere of Kores Mishkoko, let's say he's Echel Chele, so then there is no Kol. That Megadev has reference to a Eved Avrizot. Now, so, and here, what does the Torah say in connection with Megadev? The Torah doesn't say in connection with Eved Avrizot here that his Chayim is it. There's another Pasuk, Zeveyach L'Hashem Yechron, Biyut L'Hashem Levade. So that's a Mishpotim, but in this parashah, Mrs. Bezdin is not mentioned in connection with Abizor. In this parashah, only Kores is mentioned. Now, who are the Tanoim who say Migadev is Mivorach Hashem, that the posik of Hashem Migadev is reference to Hashem, and who are the Tanoim who say that the posik of Hashem Migadev is reference to Ibn Abizore? So there are two Gersoyes. Rabbi Rashi's Gersoy and Rashi's Gersoy and Rabbi Gershon's Gersoy. Now, according to Rashi's Gersoy, Rabbi Akiva holds that Megadev, the Hashem of Megadev has reference to Mevoras Hashem. And the Rabbonim of Rabbi Akiva in Krisis, they hold that it's Hashem Migadev has reference to Eved Avrizot, Tevel Avrizot. Now, according to Rabbi Gershon's Gersoy in Krisis, so both Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbonim agree that the posik of Esad Hashem Migadi has reference to Mivoras Hashem. Now, who is the one who says that according to that Gersoy that it has reference who is the Tanna that certainly says that Migadi has reference to Eved Avrizot, so it's Rav Nos in Psoch. Now then, there is another machlekes in Krisis, Tav Zayin. Now the two Gersoyes, I'm not going to go over it, but it's the two Gersoyes you'll find in the Rashi and the Rav Gershon and Krisis Tav Zayin on the base. But then, the Gemara says, Ton Rabbonon, Es HaDeshem U'Migadei, איסי ביהודה אם יקודם אמרים על חבירי גירפת סקורו וחיסה אותו כוסובה עמידה בגמורס השם This is איסי ביהודה רב לזר נזר יאימיה קודם אמרים על חבירי גירפת סקורו ולא יחיסה אותו כיסובה מידה בפעני גם נזורה כאן יידו אס על שם רב לזר השם מגן עוד נזר יאימיה ביהם שחום הכל זו הכל זה מידה בי החום יאימיה ובוע הכוסו אלו ליטי קורס לגמורס השם And then בגמורים פסוחים In connection with Pesach Sheni, he says that there is a machlokes between Rebbe and Rav Nosi on that question as to whether the posik was a Hashem Migadev has reference to Mivoras Hashem. So according to Rebbe, it has reference to Mivoras Hashem. According to Rav Nosi, it has reference to Eved Avrizot. That's in Psochim, Daf Tzadik Gimel. All right. Now, so he says, "V'yesh leimadu gamrino ma'dichsi ba'yukro lo'ichsi v'osam lekores." So, what is mentioned in connection in that parashah in connection with Ibn Avizore Kores? El Hashem u'migadev nichiso because some u'migadev hanivez chom v'ochenam le'rabbonon. The Rabbonon of Rebbe So what does Teisa say here? So Teisa says here that according to the Mandoma, who says, according to the Rabbonon of Rebbe, according to Rabbonon of Rebbe, who say that the Posik of Asad Hashem Omigadi has reference to Eved Amizore, as reference to Eved Amizore, and in that parsha we have the Aloche, that there is a chiyuv of Chatas Tavua for every Avere that is Deine Kores, so Memele it follows that any Avere that is Deine Kores, even though it doesn't have a lav, so there is a chiyuv of Chatas Tavua. But suppose you have an Avere that there is no lav, so there still can be for the Shegeg, there can still be a chatas kavua, even though it does not involve a lav. Why? Because the mokeya for the whole aloche of chatas kavua is the drosha of tira achas yelochem leisa mishgogo vanevshat asbi adromo nevshat yasbi romo that has reference to Avrizore. And here in connection to Avrizore, the Torah mentions only Kores. It doesn't mention a lav. The lav it doesn't mention. So that means what is the prerequisite for a chiyuv of chatas kavua? Kores. Not love. Viteida. For the boy love, given the Xival Pasha Teida, if the Vasta de Makis, Mimai Pesach Umile, we should be in on doing it up in the Skehobi. The Marachmona Lisavi, the Hanekum, Aseinu, the Mimai Klo, we should less beloved from the Rabbis Kobi. The Gimori Makis says that the reason is why there is no Kom Chatos Kovua for the Avere. Of the Bitl HaMitzvah of Mile, for the Bitl HaMitzvah of Mile. Now, if one is Mivatul the Mitzvah of Mile, so then he's Chayev Kores. So he's Chayev Kores. So why don't we say that if one is Mivatul the Mitzvah of Mile, B'Sheigeg, he should be Chayev Chatos. So the Gemara says the reason is why one who is delinquent in mitzvah smile, not mitzvah smile's name. There is no chorus, but in mitzvah smile's atzme, let's say the father wasn't malim, and then when he became a godel, so he was mechuyev to be malim himself. He wasn't malim himself, b'shege, he didn't know. So he's not chayev b'kol. Why not? But for the mezid of bitl mitzvah smile's atzme, there is chorus, so let there be a chatos. So the Gemara in Makis, Afiyut Gimel says, there is no chatos because so what is Mila Ise Mishgogo if it's become Vasei? When is there a Chatos if it's become Vasei? But the Avera of Bitl Mitzvah Mila is Mishel Al Taise. So there is no Chatos. If the Halacha had been that a Chatos is only Shayach in an Avera that involves a Lav, but in Mila there is no Bitl Lav, there is a Bitl Mitzvah Vasei. Yimil Psar Olosei. So there is no Lav. So why doesn't the Gemara say that there is no korban for Bitl Mitzvah Smile? Simply because there is no lav. So it's right from this Gemara that there is no such prerequisite for Chatos Kavua, that there should be a lav. What is the prerequisite? There should be kores. Amazing. Not lav. Now, from this Gemara, so all the Yisikelim raise the question again with the Rambam. There is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Raivet. For what is their chorus in Ored? So the Shittes HaRaived is that when one becomes Bar Mitzvah, and if the father wasn't Malim, and if he's not Malim himself immediately, he's immediately Chayev Kores. He's immediately Chayev Kores. But if he's Malim himself, let's say at the age of 70, so then he's Mafkia the Kores. But he becomes Mechuyev the first day that he is Bar Mitzvah. He becomes Mechuyev Kores for not being if it's amazing, so he becomes mechuyev kores. But when he's mal himself, even the last day of his life, so that is mafkia the kores. The shittas Rambam is that when does he become mechuyev kores? Only when he dies. When he dies and all. Now, if he dies and all, so the inish can only be realized by Lomabo. I mean, it's not chayach. Because until he dies, so he's not chayev kores. In other words, the kores is not for the avere of being mivatel the mitzvah, but for being a normal all his life. Dying enough. So the question is, how can the Gemara says here? So from this Gemara, it's a raya to the raya with chicken. The Gemara explains as to why there is no chatos kavua. The Gemara explains as to why there is no chatos kavua for sheik, as to why there is no chatos kavua for the sheik of milk. So the Gemara says, because it's Shavuot Ha'iseh, but without recourse to the term of Shavuot Ha'iseh. How can there, now, Sheyeg is only, when is there Chatos Kavua? Only if on the Mezi there is a Chiyuv Kores. But the Chiyuv Kores is only if he dies and all. And when it, once he dies, so the whole Shaila of the Chatos is not Shayach. So we have to say that Eimach Nami. The reason as to Eimach Nami, insofar as, according to the Rambam, insofar as Mili is concerned, so we don't have to resort to it. But Gemore has to mention the term in regard, in connection with Pesach. So, and the same term applies to Mili too. Two, as far as Mili is concerned, we don't have to resort to it. But that term is also a good term. So, Mimele, the Gemore mentions Mila also, because this is one time as to why there is no Chatos Kavua for Mila. One time. Even if there had been a Chiyuv Kores the first day that he is not Mal himself, but there wouldn't be a Chatos. But without that time, there couldn't be a Chatos because there is no Kores. Only when he dies and all. Alright. Anyway, that was something else. So Teisves mentions the Raya from the Gemara in Makkos that Chatos Kavua doesn't require a lab, even without a lab, as long as it involves kores, so b'sheigek there is chatos. V'teila v'ferik basa l'makes, m'may pesach u'mila m'shem dibin yandum yudav l'eschavim. Tomer rachmon u'esavim, v'hane kum aseininu, v'l'may plum m'shem dilez b'lad, m'yudav l'eschavim. U'mil. So what is the proposition that Teisves establishes? The proposition that Teisves establishes is that for chatos there is no prerequisite of lab. There is only a prerequisite of Kores B'mezi, not lab. Right. Now the Rambam says, the Rambam Perek Aleph in Cheshgog is Halacha Aleph. Koloei ve'abishgogo alachatz mimitzves lo yisase, sheyesh b'maisi. שחיובים הוא הקורס, הרי זה חייב להקריב כל מחדוס. הוא מתבסס שיחד, עושה על הזוכוס. זה לא שנרמה מיסקולאי ובשגוגו על אחס, ממצווס לא יססה שיש במייסי, שחיובים הוא הקורס. So there are two prerequisites. First of all, a חיוב קורס, and then a לאיססה. So the Rambam doesn't agree with the shita of thesis. Shita thesis. So they all ask against the Rambam. But it's, you'll soon see, I mean, that it's no kasha against the Rambam. From the stasis, you'll see. But they all ask, all the Nesikeli ask against the Rambam. But the Gemara in Makkos says that the reason as to why there is no, the reason as to why there is no korm for Pesach and Mile, because it's Shavuot Ha'iseh. But, so, if it had been Kumbasei, there would be, but there was no lab. There was no lab. So we see that lab is not a prerequisite. Alright, now let's. Alright, miu. So then Teisa says, umiu le rebbe, di nafte lo chatos moreo, bo yelave okores. So Teisa says, I mean with this, you can answer the kasha that all the Nisikilim ask again the Rambam, it's a pele, I mean that they even ask. Umiu le rebbe, di nafte lo chatos moreo, bo yelave okores. So in other words, so Teisa says, only according to the Rabbonu of them, who learn out the chiyuv of chatos in kolatere kule, Bidoroshes the Nikores from the Hekesh of Tirachas Yelochet. That's the parasha in Avri Zore. And in that parasha of Avri Zore, love is not mentioned. Mashein came to, according to Rebbe, who learns out the Chiyuv of Chatos Kavua from the Gzeres Shoveh of Oleo Oleo. Oleo Oleo. So we learn it out from the Posik of Achis Isho. Now, in the parasha of Achis Isho, Kores is mentioned, Vimichisam Foshes. And love is mentioned. So according to Rebbe, there are two prerequisites. So Teisve says, in so many words, that on that question, as to whether love is a prerequisite for chatos or not, that's totally machlekes between Rabbanon and Rebbe. According to Rabbanon, that you learn it out from the droshe of Tera Achas, in that parshe, love is not mentioned, so love is not a prerequisite. According to Rebbe, you learn it out from Aleo Aleo, and in the parshe of Aleo, Vachisisho, Kores, and love is mentioned, so then, love is a prerequisite. How does the Rambam pasken? Does the Rambam pasken like the Rabbanon of Rebbe or like Rebbe? So the best raya is that the Rambam mentions in connection with Ervo Rebbe's droshe of Volkocho, not the Rabbanon's droshe of Aleo Aleo. So we see that the Rambam paskens like Rebbe. If he paskens like Rebbe, so the aloche of Chatos is deduced from Aleo. From Achisisho, and by Achisisho, Kores, and love is mentioned. That's why the Rambam paskens that it has to be Dovo, Sheyesh, Kores, and love. And so maybe there is no kashe from the Gemara in Makkes, because the Gemara in Makkes accords with the Rabbono. So according to the Rabbono of Rebbe, the reason is why there is no Chatos Kavua by Bittul Mitzvahs Mila and by Bittul Mitzvahs. By Bittul Mitzvahs Kom Pesach, Bittul Pesach, because Shavuot Ha'is. So he says, Umiyu Rebbe Dinafko Echatos Maleo, Bola Bikoretz Moyach Yisisho, Vyose Shapir, Di Bishvues, Dorish Rebbe, Di Bithiri Keil, Umey Febrir, Sum Dalet Ponin, Iz Bikoretz, Vilechoshev Lu, Vahad Shisho Vishlish in Krisis, Mishum Vashkecho Bolach. So what is Teisves? So Teisves is answering a certain kashi. What's the kashi? Now the Teisves of Rosh here is the kashi, spells out the kashi. This is the same kashi that Teisves implied here. In other words, the Teisves of Rosh here is the kashi. Now the Mishnah in Krises mentions Lamed Vov Krises. Why does the Mishnah mention Lamed Vov Krises? Who is interested in knowing the numbers? So, but the purpose of this number is to advise us on how many Aveires there is a call. Because there is a call only for an Aveire, the mezid of which there is Kores. So the Mishnah increases and has a list of Lamed Vov Krises. So for the shaking of these Lamed Vov Krises, so there is a Chatos Kavua. Now, so the kashi is, why doesn't the Mishnah mention 39 krises? 39 krises, and let there be Kores on 39 krises. Perikeo, Mekabris, Mekaluponimatero, and Rebbe in Shvues. Oh, yeah. No, that's not true. Go on, Isaiah. Yeah, I have to listen. Now Rebbe says in Shvuyas and Yume that Yom Kippur is mechaper without tshuva on kol aveira shebatecha, but there are three cardinal aveiras that without tshuva Yom Kippur is not mechaper. Which are the three cardinal aveiras? Perikeil mitalei ponim batero, Perikeil and Meikar Bris, and mitalei ponim batero. Ditanya Tidvar Adishem Bozo Ikores Tikores. So זה אפיר מאי דאן קדבר עד שם בוזו זה אפיר כן ומגל פונו בתירו וסמצווי זה היפה זה עמי ובריז מבוסו היקורס תיקורס היקורס לתני ימה כיפורים תיקורס לאחר ימה כיפורים ורבונון so but the Rabbonon they say that no Avera can have Kapore without you can you keep up in Mechaper without you so why does the Torah have to spell out these three cardinal Averas so how does he apply the posik of Hikores Tikores? He couldn't say Hikores with Neyim Akipurim, Hikores Lachayim Akipurim, because no Avere is in Kiva Mechape. So the Rabbanon, he calls Bilo Maze, he calls him Abo, Abeno Bo, Sheim also Chubo me, so then it's Mechape. Then it's Mechape. Alright. So the Kashi is, and the thesis of Osha is that Kashi. So since Rebbe learns out from the Posik of Ikores, that Ikores is reference to Perikei, Mefer Bris, and Mikaleponim, So then there should be Kores. So there is Kores for these three cardinal Averes. So B'Sheikik, if someone will be a Mefer Bris, or Mikaleponim Bateiro, or Perikei, B'Sheikik, so it should be Chayev Chatos. So why doesn't the Mishneh, the first Mishneh in Chises, mention it among the Chayov Chises, among the Lamedvov Chayov Chises, and there'll be more than Lamedvov? That's the Kashe. So Tesa says, no. Who says that there is Kores for Perikei and Mefer Bris and Kaleponim Bateiro? Who darshens that? That's Rebbe. And Rebbe himself requires a love in order that one should be Chayim Bishgobre Chatos. And Perikei and Mefer Bris and Kaleponim Bateiro do not involve a love. They involve Kores, but no love. Where is there a love? Against Migaloponim Bateiro, against Perikei. So, Berosi Shapir, the Bishwu is Dorish Rebbe, the Perikei, or Mefer Bris, and Galoponim, is the Kores. V'lechoshevu bahadeh shisho ishleishim krisis. So, in other words, that he should be chayev echatos kavua b'sheyeik, mishum du yashchichom b'lav. So then the question arises, so how about the Rabbonon? But the Rabbonon, they don't require a love for the Chiyuv of Chatos. And so then, according to the Rabbonon, so Perikei and Mefer Bris and Migaloponim Bateiro should be mentioned in the first Mishnah in Chises as one of those Averes, as Averes for which B'Sheikik there is a Chatos Kavua. Now, and the Rabbonon, and it's mashma from the what will you say? What you'll say that the Rabbonon don't darshan the drosh. This is what the thesis, the Gilgan thesis says. So this is the end of the thesis, and the next piece is a Gilgan. That's not part and parcel of the thesis. So the question arises, but how about the Rabbonon? So right, according to Rebbe, we understand this why the Mishnah doesn't mention Perikei Mefer Bris Mikaleponim Bateiro, because according to Rebbe, Chatos requires love, and Perikei Mefer Bris Mikaleponim Bateiro do not involve love. But according to Rabbonon, Chatos does not require love. So according to Rabbonon, it should be mentioned in the Mishnah in Chises. So what could we say? Let's forget the Gilgan thesis. So we could say that the Rabbonon don't apply the Ikores to Perikei Mefer Bris Mikaleponim. But from the Gemara in Shavuos, it's mashma not like that, because the Gemara is the Rabbonon, they hold that Yom Kippur without Tshuva is not mechaper for any avera. So they couldn't darshan he kores lifnei makipurim, he kores lachay makipurim. So what do they say? The Rabbonon, he kores beyom hazeh, he kores leyom habo. So it's mashma that the Rabbonon also that apply Dvar Hashem Bozoves Mitzvei Seheifeir to the three cardinal averes of Perikei Mefer Bris Mikaleponim Bateiro. But instead of darshaning, he covers lifnei Yom Kippurim, he covers l'achrei Yom Kippurim, they darshan, he covers b'lom hazeh, he covers l'lom habo. But the Dvar Hashem Bozo, there is no machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbonon insofar as the meaning of Dvar Hashem Bozo is Mitzvei Seheifeir is concerned. Because the Rabbonon say, he covers b'lom hazeh, he covers l'lom habo. For which averes? For Dvar Hashem Bozo, as Mitzvei Seheifeir. What averes does this expression have reference to? The same averes as Rebbe says. So the question is, so there is Kores, according to Rabbonon of Rebbe also, for Perikei and Mefer Bris and Galoponim Bateiro. So there should be a Chatos Kavua. Alright, there's the Kashe. So then, the Gilgan thesis was bothered by that Kashe. So this is what the Gilgan had. V'Rabbonon, that's the lotion of the Gilgan, not of thesis itself. V'Rabbonon, less l'kores v'perikei u'mefer bris u'galeponim. So how will he apply Dvar Hashem Bozo v'sitzvei Sehipeya? So he will not darshan Dvar Hashem Bozo zemigal kipir kirim mitabris zemigal upon v'atayot. But according to him, it all has Dvar Hashem Bozo has reference to Avodah Zarah. As a matter of fact, Rabbi Shmuel says in Sanhedrin, Dvar Hashem Bozo zeid Avodah Zarah. Why? Because Onichi v'lo yilochom mipi agvura sheman. So that's the Dvar Hashem Bozo. This is Dvar Hashem Bozo. So Mimele, there is no so the chorus that is implicit in the expression Nikores, has reference to Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah, there is Chatos B'Sheyit. But why do we need so many psukim that there is a Chiyuv Kores for Avodah Zarah? So he says, Mikminon Gimu Tchises B'Avodah Zarah. So, because the Torah is telling us herein that there is a Chiyuv Kores B'Avodah Zarah Derech Avidoso, and then there is a chiyuv kores for ishtachvoye or for nisuch or for kitur, even shaloi kiderach avidoso, and then there is a chiyuv kores for maveres meim lemelech, and not after lemelech but any avizore if he sacrifices a child. So the Torah has to mention kores several times. But in final analysis, so the kores in the whole parasha, being the chorus of Inichriso and the chorus of the chorus, they all have reference to Avodah Zarah. So in other words, there is no chorus Gabi Migal Uponim Bateiro and Mefer Bris and Perikeil. There is no chorus. So if there is no chorus, so that's why the Mishnah in Chrises doesn't mention Perikeil and Mefer Bris and Migal Uponim, because according to whom is the chorus for Perikeil and Mefer Bris and Migal Uponim Bateiro? According to Rebbe, so there is a prerequisite of love, and Perikeil and Mefer Bris and Migal Uponim Bateiro have no love. So that's why the Mishnah doesn't mention. According to the Rabbonon, there is no prerequisite of love. But according to Rabbonon, there is no chorus for Perikeil and Mefer Bris Migal Uponim Bateiro. This is my thesis. Well, so the Marsho raises the question, how can we say that Mefer Bris there is no chorus? Of course there is chorus. For Mefer Bris there is certainly chorus. That's mentioned in Lech Lecha. That if someone is an oral, so is Chayiv Chorus. Yorel zochor asher yimi lepsar olosei v'nichriso ha-nefesh ha-yim na-amel ez brisei. There is certainly chorus. So the Marsho says that we have to strike out Mefer Bris, just Perikeil and Migal Uponim Bateiro. But Tesis mentions Mefer Bris also this issue. Now the Rambam says, let's see. Now, the Gemara in Shmuel said, "Var Hashem Bozo ze apir keirum gal pon matiro." But the Tzvi said, "Ze amri for ruz b'posa." So Tzvi says that by ruz in the Gomer, es the kashe. Now the Gemara that by ruz in the Gomer says that ruz of the lesser, nature. They were mitzvah. So the Gemara in Yivomeh says, the Gemara in Yivomeh says that now a man who is possible to have the king. How about someone who was nimel and then he was mitzvah? Allah says, is he kosher to have the king or is he possible to have the king? So the Gemara says, Midr Ali says he's possible to have the king. But he will bring him goes on. So Midr Abba. So in other words, he doesn't have it in the ball. As long as he was Mishael, even if it was Mishael, I said, sometimes it happens, himself it happens, especially in fed babies. So after you amal the baby, so there, the all the grows upon the baby. So then again, so we have to be malim, midrabonon, but with Reisena. So, because the halacha that Moshe always say, is possible to have that's only midrabonon. So Tisha says the kashe. The Gemara says here that I'm based in the frame goes away. The other one are the Nigma Radin. Oro from Moshe Baal Osi Hoyo. Umofi Klei Mikro Asmach the Baalmi. The other one are before Tami the Shuez. The Moshe Baal the Bikores. Haile Shalim Ol Klam. So Tisha says that this, that Moshe Chol is Bikores means not Moshe one was Nimeh and then he was Meshad Ole. But it means someone was not Nimeh. Was not Nimeh. But if someone was Nimeh and he deliberately was Meshad Ole, so then he is not Chayev Kores. Now the Rambam, when the Rambam mentions The Rambam mentions Miller mitzvahs asterish halenu akores shenema avoru zoh hashviyom utzarvosim nichas hanefesh hayim amel. So what does he mention? He mentions that when is the kores that in other words, if he's not malim himself, this is nichas Miller perikalev halochal. Now, in the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva, he gives a list of all those who are in lechem chilek mabo, and most of those whom the Rambam mentions as in lechilek mabo are implicit in that posik of varad shem bozo besmitzvei seyit. So the Rambam mentions among those who are in lechilek mabo, he mentions veil shem lechilek mabo hamimim apikorosim. הקופרים תירו, הקופרים חיסמייסים, בסגל, המרדים, מחתי הרבים, הפרסים דרכי ציבור, איס אבירס ביאטרום מפרס, קיליוקים, והמוסחים ומטילים הרצים של איש השומעים, וישי פרידומים, ואולו שנוררה, והמשך הולוס. Here he mentions משך הולוס. He doesn't mention מישל מולס עצמי, but משך הולוס. So when the Rambam mentions in פרק א' מלכס מילה הולך א', that there is a חיוב קורס, and that חיוב קורס is mentioned in the פוסיק, so that there he says one who is not mal himself, but meishach olosi he doesn't mention. But in the perikimum b'cheshuve aloch ezvov among those in lechilik mabo, he says hameishach olosi. Now, where did the Rambam get that expression meishach olosi? So he got that expression in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. No, the Mishnah Pekovitz doesn't mention that expression, but anyway, this is how the Rambam explained it. This is how the Rambam explained it. The Reblezer Amadoye in here, HaMechalles HaKotchim, VamVazes HaMeades, VamMalbim Nechavir Bravim, VamMeifer Brise Shal Avrom Avinu, VamGalaponim Betiro Shloit HaLoche Avol Pishish Bionitiro Maisim Teimim Elchim Rabo. So the Rambam explains it, Meifer Brise Shal Avrom Avinu, not one who was not mal himself. One was not mal himself because he doesn't want to have pain and he for any reason so whatsoever is yesh lechelik mabo is chayiv kores. So of course the inish will be beil mabo, but that doesn't mean that he's in lechelik mabo. All mechayiv kores is yesh lechelik mabo. So but the Rambam explains hamei febrisi shel Avraham Avinu means if biyodayim is mei febrisi. Not Bishaval Taise. In other words, he was Nimo. And then, because he's ashamed of the Mile, so he's Meshach Olosei, the way that Misyavnim did. So then it's in Lechelik Mabo. So Mele, Teisves Kashi is, how can we say Meshach Olosei is such a terrible thing? And when the Gemara says that Meshach Olosei is only Posel Echel Bitrumo Mid Rabon. The answer is it's two separate questions. Whether he's considered a Nohol or not, so we say once he was Nimul one time, even though he was Meshach Olosei, so he's not a Nohol. And let's say suppose someone becomes a Moshech Olosei by itself, because they all grew back, as it happens many times, so then he's not a Nohol. But Midrabonon, he is a Nohol. Midrabonon is Mechuyev to be Mal himself. But then there is another aloche of Dvar Hashem Bozov es mitzvei se heifeya, that if he's meishach olosei deliberately the way the Misyavnim did because he's ashamed of the Bris Avrom, so mimele then he's in chelik l'mabo, so he kores the kores, he kores b'lmazei, he kores b'lmabo. That's not this kores is not for the avera of the bitul mitzvos asei, it's because of the Shem Avarian, the Avarian that he is. That if he's so assimilated that he's ashamed of the Bris Avrom and he deliberately was Meshach Olosei in order to conceal his Mile, so then it's Ikoris the Koris. And he's saying Lechelik Mabo. But you let Tesis Kashi is, but it's only Midrabonon? It's only Midrabonon that he has Ishemo. It's only Midrabonon. And let's say if it happened by itself, if they're all If it was Meshach Halosi by itself, it just grew back, as it happens. So then, Midraisi is no Aveire, he's not even an Avarian, but Midrabonon is Mechuyev to be Mal himself. He's Mechuyev to be Mal himself. But if one deliberately is Meshach Halosi, so then he's an Avarian, and because of the Shem Avarian that he has, on account of the fact that he's ashamed of the Bris Avrom, so he's Mechuyev Kores, and Kores Beilom Azeh, and Kores Beilom Abo. So Memele, when the Rambam mentions in Lechesh Tshuva in Lechelik Abo, he doesn't mention one who is not Mal himself, but he just mentions someone who just mentions Meshach Olosei. When he mentions in Lechesh Mile that there is Kores, if one is Meis Orel, he mentions someone who is not Mal himself. Was not Mal himself. Suppose they all grew back, and he wasn't Mal himself, so he's not Chayv Kores, he's Mevatel Mitzvah Rabbanon, that's all. So it's two separate halachas. Now, so we don't have to strike out Meifer Bris, because the Teisus Yishenim can agree, even though Teisus Yivomes Dafayim Beis does not agree with the Rambam. Teisus Yivomes Dafayim Beis says, in so many words, that when the Gemara in Shavuah says that Meifer Bris is Chayv Kores, it means one was not Mal himself. But the Teisus Yishenim can agree with the Shitas Rambam that Meifer Bris, that is, in other words, that we say, Samin, the Kasha of the Mashoy is, how can we say, Rabbonon less lo Kores be Perikelo Meifer Bris Galeponi? But Meifer Bris is certainly Chayv Kores, so the answer is there are two kinds of Meifer Bris. There is one Meifer Bris who isn't Mal himself. Not because he's ashamed of the Bris Mila, he just doesn't like that, to go through all this inconvenience of being Mal himself. So he's Chayv Kores. But that Kores, so he's mentioned in the Mishnah in Krises. And the Mishnah in Krises says that there is no Chatos, even though there is a Chayv Kores. But then there is another Meifer Bris that Rebbe mentions. When Rebbe says he calls with Nei Makipurim, he calls Lachay Makipurim. So in other words, in Kippur is not Mechaper without Tshuve. Three cardinal averes. So among the three cardinal averes is Meifer Bris. He doesn't mean Meifer Bris, he just wasn't Mal himself. That's not more homo than Chilev and Chilu Shabbos. According to Rebbe, that Yom Kippur is Mechaper without Tshuva, all Aveir Shabbatot is Mechaper for Chilev and for Shabbos. So all Yisur Ekores Yom Kippur is Mechaper without Tshuva. Why shouldn't Yom Kippur be Mechaper without Tshuva, the Aveir of not being Mal himself? But when Rebbe says that Meifer Bris is one of the three cardinal Aveires, that Yom Kippur is not Mechaper without Tshuva, he means the other Meifer Bris, Meshach Olosei, where is Meshach Olosei, because he's ashamed, he's Meshach Olosei, in other words, he's ashamed of the Bris Avrom. So that is one of the three cardinal Aveires. It's more Chomot than Chilul Shabbos, and Chilev, and all Yisur Kores, and Yom Kippur is not Mechaper without Tshuva. So Memele, Teisus says the Kashe, now, so Teisus doesn't as the Kashe, so Teisus doesn't test the Kashe according to Rebbe that Perikei Meifer Bris Mikal Eponi. So there is Kores. So Mele, there should be a Chiyuv of Chatos. So when Teisus mentions when the Teisus Rosh mentions the Kashe, why isn't Meifer Bris mentioned in the list? So he does. They don't mean the Meifer Bris one who is not Mal himself. One who is not Mal himself. So the Mishnah in Krises does mention that there is Kores, but there is no Chatos. But the mean Meifer Bris Meshach Olosei, and you cannot say the Tam because it's Sheval Taise. Who is the Sheval Taise? One who is not Mal himself is the Sheval Taise, but one out of assimilationism. So is Meshach Olosei, that's a Kumbase. And there is Kores, so let there be a chiyuv Chatos. So the Teisus Rosh and Teisus here gives a teretz. No, there is no love. There is no love, not to be Meshach Olosei. But the avarian of Meshach Olosei is Chayv Kores. He Kores Bil Mazet, he Kores Bil Mabo. So the question is, and why isn't the Chatos? Because according to Rebbe, So then he says, according to Rebbe, there is a prerequisite of love. And by these three cardinal averes, there is no love. But how about the Rabbonon? There is no prerequisite of love. So this is Shem says, according to Rabbonon, there is no chorus. By Perikeil, and made for bris, made in the sense of Meshach Olosei, and Mikalapon Mateo. So that's why there is no chatos, because there is no chorus. There is no chorus. True, it's in Lechelik Mabo, but chorus there isn't. So that's why there is no chatos. Anyway, so, but that Teisves represents a very big chiddush, because Teisves herein says that according to the Rabbonon of Rebbe, there is no chorus by Pirkei, there is no chorus by Mefabris, and Mefabris means Meshach Olosei, and there is no chorus by Megaloponim Bateil. There is no chorus by Megaloponim Bateil. Now, what is Perikeil? Perikeil means Kefavika. This is what Rashi says. In Shuas, in Yume, I mean, Perikeil means Kefavika. So, in other words, so according to this thesis, according to the thesis he's sharing here, and according to the thesis Rosh, so there is no chorus by Kefavika, or by Meshach Olosei, or Megaloponim, or Megaloponim Bateil, or Megaloponim Bateil. Now, this is Tesis Hishenim Shite, and the Tesis Rosh Shite. But the Shittes HaRambam is certainly not like that. The Shittes HaRambam is that there is chorus. There is chorus. Because the Rambam in Perusha Mishnah and Chilek, so he mentions that the Droshe of Barad Shem Bozo. So in other words, but the question is, how can we say that there is no chorus? Only Rebbe darshens it. But the Gemara in Chilek darshens Barad Shem Bozo. Sanhedrin. The Rambam Pirush HaMishneh mentions, but that's a Gemara Mefureshes. Oh. Ton Rabo. Kidvar Dishem Bozo Umitzvei Seheifer. He calls the chorus. Zeo Eimer in Tirem Lashamayim. Zeo Barachel Kidvar Dishem Bozo Zeh Apikeres. דבר אחר כבר שם בוזו זה המגל לפונים בתאירו וסמצווי זה היפי זה המיפר בגזבוסו היא קורס בלומד זה היא קורס בלומד בו מכאן אומר רבי עזרא מדויה המחל לסקוצ'ים והמבזם סמאדיס והמיפר פיסי של אברום אבינו והמגל לפונים בתאירו של קרלו חבר והמגל בני חבר ברבים אף על פי שיש ביגל לתאירו מייסים טייבים אלה חלק מה בו תן יידוך כדבר לשם בוזו זה אינה לנתיר מן השמיים ואת לא מקור התאירו כולם מן השמיים חוץ מפוס כדי שלא יום רק עוד יפור וכל מי שבאת יומו זה כדבר על שם בו זהו כדבר על שם בו so then רבי שמואל עם דבר על שם בו זהו 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 so Tesves Yishenim will have to say that all these Tanoi who say דבר על שם בו זהו 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 שמיים so all these Tanoi agree with Rebbe but according to the Rabbonon of Rebbe so דבר על שם בו זהו does not have reference to Apikeres Mikalopon Mateo or Kifabika and so on. So what does Barad Shem Bozo have reference to Ibn Abi Shchovim, as Rabbi Shmuel says? Barad Shem Bozo, ze Ibn Abi Shchovim. That's Teisa Shite, but the Rambam Shite is certainly not like that. Because the Rambam Shite is certainly not like that. So the Rambam mentions in Perush HaMishnah, I mean all these droshes. So then the question arises, according to the Rambam, and according to all the other Rishonim, because it's only the Tesis Yishenim and the Tesis Rosh who say that according to the Rabbonon, so there is no chorus for Perikeil and Megaloponim Bateil. All the other Yishenim say that there is chorus. As a matter of fact, the Gemara explains the Mishneh of Eilu Sheilem Chelek Umabo on the basis of that Roshe. So how about the Rabbonon of Rebbe? So what is the Mokeir that's Eilu Chelek Umabo? I mean, so the Tesis Yishenim is very strange. So the question arises according to the Rambam. All right, the Rambam himself passes like Rebbe. So Memele, there is no chatos because according to Rebbe, so the love is a prerequisite, And by Pirkei Umifah Bris, in Talpanim, by Mishra Losa, in Talpanim, Tehor, there is no lav. There is no lav. But, according to the Rambam, why isn't there a Chatos Kavua, a limit of Rabbah? True, the Rambam himself paskens like Rebbe, not like Rabbanon. But why isn't there a Chatos Kavua, a limit of Rabbanon? And we see from the Rambam Perusha Mishne that all the Tanoim Darshan this Droshe, Dvarad Hashem Bozo, Zeham Galaponim Bateo. So the question arises, according to the Rambam, why don't the Rabbanon Michaye Vechatos in Pirikeil and the Mishich Olosei, so there is a Maise, the Kumbasei, and the Galopon Batei. So the Kashi is, according to the Rambam, according to the Rabbonon, why isn't there Chatos? Not according to the Rambam, why isn't there Chatos? The Rambam himself passed us like Rebbe. So there is a very simple terence that the Shittas Rambam is the true, that Rebbe and the Rabbonon, they both darshan. That Vad Shem Bozo Vesmisweise Heifer, the Apirikeum, if a priest, and without from Matero. The only difference between Rebbe and Rabbonon is that whereas Rebbe Darshan Sikores Lifnei Makipurim, Tikores Lachay Makipurim, so the Rabbonon Darshan, he Kores Bilmazeh, he Kores Bilmabo. But they both apply the Vad Shem Bozo to Migalopon Matero and to Pirikeum to Migalopon Matero. I mean, to Apikeres and to Migalopon Matero. So, but there is one fundamental difference between the Chiyuv Kores that applies, let's say, to all the Averes for which there is Kores, let's say, Chil Shabbos, Averes, or any Gadi, I mean, Eichel Chilev, Eichel Dam, Eichel Yom Kippurim, and so on, and the Chiyuv Kores of Perikeil, or Meshech Alosei, Mikalefonim Atir. Because the Chiyuv Kores for Chil Shabbos, the Chiyuv Kores for Eichel Chilev, Eichel Dam, or Baal Anido, Baal Achisei, so it's a Chiyuv Kores for the Maisa Avere. For the Maisa Avere of Chil Shabbos, the Maisa Avere of Chil Makipurim, Achilev Makipurim, Achilas Chometz, Achilas Chilev, Achilas Dam, Achilas Neisa, all the Avere Shabbateiro. So it's a Chiyuv Kores for a specific act. Now, as a matter of fact, that there is a Machlekes between the Rambam and the Baal HaMoir. Now, the Gemara in Makkah says, Michiyobim misas bezdin, imosu tshuvo, ein bezdin shall mato mechon. So that means, by misas bezdin or malke, so tshuva is not effective. So the Baal HaMoir says, that how about kores? So tshuva is effective, it's mashma from Loshen HaGemara. But from the Rambam it appears that even for an Avera of Kores, so the Tshuva does not take off the Chiyuv of Kores. Why? Because just as there is no Tshuva does not take off a Chiyuv Mrs. Bezdin, because the Chiyuv Mrs. Bezdin for a certain act, so if he does Tshuva, so he becomes a Tzadik. But he doesn't wipe out the act completely. So Memele, he doesn't take off the Chiyuv Kores. That's according to Rambam. From the Rosh Nagmore in Makkes it appears that Kores does take off the Chiyuv Kores. The Rosh Nagmore in Makkes that Yud Gimel is as follows. Rabbi Kiva Ime Chayovik, the second line, Yud Gimel on the base. Rabbi Kiva Ime Chayovik, he says, Yesh Nivichon Malkes Avoyim, Shimosu Tshuva Ben Shomayo Mechonen. Chayovik, Mrs. Bezden, Ime Bichon Malkes Avoyim, Shimosu Tshuva Im Bezden Shomato Mechonen. So Rosh Nagmore is, Chayovik, he says, Yesh Nivichon Malkes Avoyim, Shimosu Tshuva Bezden Shomayo Mechonen. So the Baal HaMoir explains that Shimosu Tshuva, even without Malkes. So Bezdin Shomayo Mechon, the Kores is Poka. The Rambam, from the Rambam's Loshen in Pirush HaMishne, in Makkes it's Mashma, Shimosu Tshuva Bezdin Shomayo Mechon, and he got Malkes. So the Shittas Rambam is that Ba'avir of Kores, so Tshuva by itself does not take off the Chiyuv Kores. True, the Gemara says that according to Rebbe, that Yom Kippur is Mechaper, the Yom Kippur is Mechaper without Tshuva, so Mele, every Kores, So he spoke every chiyuv kores. He spoke and the Gemara has the kasha. So how can there be a chiyuv kores for eating an inkipeah? The moment he eats an inkipeah, so he gets kapore. So meil the chiyuv kores is spoke. So the Gemara says where he ate in the night of Yom Kippur, and then he died in the night. And Yom Kippur is only chaper the daytime, not the night. So we see that according to Rebbe, so Yom Kippur takes off the chiyuv kores even without tshuva. So how can we say that according to Rabbanon of Rebbe, that without tshuva Yom Kippur is not mechaper, that even with tshuva it shouldn't take off the chiyuv kores? So that seems strange. So that's not difficult. Because the reason is why the Gemara says that according to Rebbe, so Yom Kippur is mechaper, without tshuva. So maybe he takes off the chiyuv kores even without tshuva, is because once you have a kaporet mure, so then you cannot be chayv kores. Because kaporet means that you don't get any enish. Since Rebbe says that Yom Kippur is mechaper without tshuva, and it's mechaper a kaporet, a real kapore, so memeile there cannot be any chiyuv kores. So mashein kein according to Rabbanon of Rebbe, that Yom Kippur is not mechaper without tshuva, and even with tshuva, so chayov kritzes, so dalet chluk kapore. Over alese, so tshuva by itself is mechaper kapore gmure. Over alese, so tshuva by itself is not mechaper, but tshuva together with Yom Kippur is mechaper kapore gmure. Mashenkin over al chrises of Mrs. Bezen, so then even tshuva and Yom Kippur are not mechaper kapore gmure, only kapore tzas, only if there is Yisurim. So, but if there was no Yisurim, so then tshuva and Yom Kippur is not mechaper. So that's why the shit is a Rambam is that if one was ever in Isakores, and even if he did tshuva, but tshuva and Yom Kippur are not mechaper kapore gmure, so mimele the chiyuv kores still remains. Chiyuv kores still remains. Now, but enochename, if one was ever in Isakores and there was tshuva and there was Yisurim, so then the chiyuv kores is poka. But if there was no yisurin, so then the chiyuv kores is not poka. But the shita of the balamoyer in Makis is that the pshat she mosu tshuva bezden shomayla meichlin even without malkes he mosu tshuva. Why? To the dalit chluki kaporein and tshuva without him, I mean tshuva without yisurin is not mechaper kapore gmure, but kapore ktsas it is mechaper, and since kapore ktsas it is mechaper, so that is enough to take off the chiyuv kores according to the balamoyer. So we see, but even the balamoyer will agree that in every chiyuv kores that is for a certain ma'isa aveire, so the chiyuv kores is for the ma'isa aveire, not for the shem rosh. We see that according to the Rambam, if somebody was echel chilev or echel chometz some pesach, even if he did tshuva and he becomes a tzaddik, so afilo rosh gomo kol yomo, the moment he does tshuva he becomes a tzaddik gomo. Still, the chiyuv kores is not poka. So we see that the chiyuv kores is just like the chiyuv Mrs. Bezdin. It's not based upon the shem rosh of the gavre. It's for the ma'isa aveire. The gavre can be a tzaddik gomo. But if he was even a certain aveire for which is chayiv kores, so it's chayiv kores, even though he has a status of a tzaddik. So, and even the balamoyer will be made that the chiyuv kores is not based upon the shem roshe. The reason is why the balamoyer says that every chiyuv kores is spoken with one does tshuva, because tshuva even for a isurei kores is mechaper kaporek tzas, and as long as it's mechaper kaporek tzas, so there cannot be a chiyuv kores. And the Rambam is chilek. Only when there is a kaporet mure, then there cannot be a chiyuv kores. But if there is only kaporet tzas, then a kaporet tzas is consistent with a chiyuv kores. Kaporet mure is inconsistent with chiyuv kores. But kaporet tzas is consistent with chiyuv kores. Anyway, according to all Rishonim, it goes without saying that a chiyuv kores for chilev or dam or chiyuv shabbos, or all the averes that are mentioned in the Mishnah Chrises, Lamed Vov Chrises, Amures Beteiro. So the chiyuv kores is for the avere. And even mivatil, if one is not mal himself, or one who does not really come Pesach, Erev Pesach, so the kores is for the avere of the bitul mitzvah. Masheikein, the chiyuv kores of Migale Ponim Beteiro, Meifabris in the sense of Nisha Ramosi. Or Perikeil Kefa Beikea. So there, the Chiyuv Kores is not for the Maisa Aveira. Because we see from the Lashon HaGemara in Shavuos, the Rabbanan say, Avein. The Rabbanan, he Kores, Boil Mazet, he Kores Lemabo. Avein Bo, she Mosa Tshuve. So then, is Yesh Lechelech Mabo. So in other words, so for this. Now the din of Chilek Mabo, the aloha of Chilek Mabo is certainly based upon the Shem Roshim of the Gavre, not upon the Ma'is Avere. Because even if it was a Roshi Gomu Kol Yomo, and the minute before his death, he did Tshuve, so is Yesh Lechilek Mabo. Why? Because he's a tzaddik, the moment he does Tshuve, he's a tzaddik. So the Eile Chilek Mabo is based upon the Shem Roshim. It's based upon the Shem Roshim. So Mimele, the Chiyuv Kores Beil Mazeh, which is deduced from the same posik. He kores the kores. He kores beil mazet. He kores el mabo. Just as the kores el mabo is based upon the Shem Roshe. It's not based upon the Maisa Avere. So the kores beil mazet is also based upon the Shem Roshe. Is also based upon the Shem Roshe. So memele, the whole aloche, that for an Avere, for the mazid of which there is kores, so for the shedik of that Avere, there is chatos, is only shayach when the chorus is for the Ma'is Avere. So then we have the klal that if it is that kind of an Avere, for the mezid of which he is chayev chorus, so for the shayik of that same Avere, he is chayev chatos. But if the chorus is not for the Ma'is Avere, the chorus is not for the Ma'is Avere, but for the Shem Avari and the Shem Roshe of the Gavre. Meshach Allah say, it's for the Avere. Does the Torah say, in any place, a lav or even Isarese, don't be Meshach Allah say? But, if someone is Meshach Allah say because he's a Shev of the Bris Avrom, so he's Chayev Kores for the Shem Avari, for that kind of Shem Roshe. So, Mimele, there is no Chatos. So that's the reason as to why Meifabris and Meishach Olosei and Medaliponim Bateiro, there is no Chatos, even according to Rabbonon of Rebbe. Because when is there Chatos B'sheigik, if for the Meizit there is Kores for the Ma'is Avere, Masheim Kein Keifa B'Iker, and Medaliponim Bateiro and Meishach Olosei, so it's not for the Avere of Apikoses. Which love is one Iver when he's an Apikeres? He's Iver a certain love. Teisve says that there is no love. What does Teisve mean? Because the chorus is not for being given that love. The love that one is even when he's not given is the love of Lissurach Levavchem Vachinichem. That love, so the love of Lissurach Levavchem Vachinichem, it can be violated in many ways. And there is no chorus for the other instances of a violation of Lissurach Levavchem Vachinichem. But if one is in the Galapon and Matero, he's also Iver. If one is a Kiva Beika, he's also Iver. He's a Surah of Vachinichem. But the Chiyuv Kores of the Kores Bil Mazet, the Kores Bil Mabo, is not for being Iver. He's a Surah of Vachinichem. So Mimele, there is no Chapa.
Fifth Shun Yavamo Zayin Teves, 8th of Shun Amin Vav, December 11, 1975.
So there is some confusion as to how the Rambam passes. Now, the Gemara says, now, Rebbe holds that Migadif is Mivorach Hashem. The Gemara says in Pesach, because in Pesach, in Tzadik Gimel, there is a Machlokes between Rebbe and Rebbe Nosson. So Rebbe said, after the Gimel Midale, Chayiv Kores al Rishnu, Chayiv Kores al Hashem. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe Nosson in Chayiv Kores al Rishnu, Bot al Hashem. So according to Rebbe, if someone was a Shegeik in Pesach Rishi, and the Mehizi, the Pesach Sheini, is Chayiv Kores. And Rebbe Nosson says, no, that if he's Shogak in Pesach Rishi, and he's in the Pesach Sheini, he cannot be Mechuyev Kores. Because only Pesach Rishni can be Mechayev Kores. Pesach Sheini cannot be Mechayev Kores. Now, that's a machleki between Rebbe and Rabbon. So, the Tun Rabbon, Chayev Kores al Rishni, Chayev Kores al Sheini, they were Rebbe. Rebbe Nosnei Meir, Chayev Kores al Rishni, Potter al Sheini. Rabbe Chanin ben Akavye Meir, הפלורישני חייב כוס וכלוסס אלם כלוסס השם. So, ואז לא התאמייר, איתן הגיע שנסגר בשני פסוחים, חייקות נשאיגו בשני פסוחים, חייב השני דבר רבי, גם נוס נעימי, הכל שזוק כלורישני זוק כלורישני, כל שזוק כלורישני זוק כלורישני. So, that's a מחלקי בתוין רבי, and רב נוס נקורן כתו רבי, פסח שני could be an independent חיוב, even if cotton shin is gadel bin shnei psochim and gel shin is gadel bin shnei psochim is mechuyev and according to Rav Nosson Pesach Sheini the chiyuv of Pesach Sheini can only be visualized as tashlumim for Pesach Rishin but it cannot be visualized as an independent chiyuv now so the Gemara says ushlosh to mikro yecho dorshu v'yish asher uto yeru v'derech lo yoyo Rebbe sovar v'chod lasis ha-Pesach v'michiso diluyo v'id b'rishin in name called madisham mikro bimadei bishen so the Torah mentions a chiyuv kores for vishen michiso and chete yiso because mad chete yiso umay dehai chete yiso kores so the Torah mentions chete yiso in connection with Pesach Sheni how do we know that chete yiso is means kores kosova because Rebbe holds migadim vani mivorech Hashem uchsi mivorech Hashem vinoso chete vigoma hay khati de ho khati khati de ho so mal halon kores afkan kores so rebe hold that we got is in kores ashen we have nothing so va khod la sa pesa fi ni khiso de hay ki wo shin de ho so that no to khiyu be kores mention the chat in the posik is we khod la sa sa pesa fi ni khiso because kom ma dishem li khiv me adi so mele only one kores is mentioned So Reb Nosson holds that Migadev is a Bizore, Rebbe holds Migadev is Mivorech Hashem. Since the Rambam paskens in Hilchos Korban Pesach, that Chayiv Kores al Rishin, Chayiv Kores al Sheni, that it's Shogak Rishin, Vihitzit Bisheni, so it's Chayiv Kores, and the also paskens that Higdil Bishni Psochim, or Gersh and Isgaya Bishni Psochim, is Mechuyev to bring in Pesach Sheni, so he paskens like Rebbe, so that means that he has to pasken that Migadev is Haine Mivorech, Migadev is Haine Mivorech Hashem, Migadev Mivorech Hashem. Now, and Migadev is Mivorech Hashem. Now the Rambam in Pirkei Avot Mechas Sanhedrin. So he discusses the Abba Mrs. Best. So he says in Pirkei Avot Mechas Sanhedrin Halacha Vo Mitzvah Sasei Lislo Yisa Samgadi Ve'ei Vedakum. So there is a mitzvah of Tliye after the Skile to be tailored the Megadi in the Yisrael Mizor Shenema Kikil Lasa Lekim Tolu Hare Megadi Pomo Uve'ei Vedav Lizore Nehem Hare Sa Hashem Hu Megadi. So the Rambam says Uve'ei Vedav Lizore Nehem Hare Sa Hashem Hu Megadi. So that means that he paskens like the Mandomar, that Migadev is Yivid Avrizore. But if he paskens like Mandomar, Migadev is Yivid Avrizore, then he should pasken like Rav Nosson in Korban Pesach, that Gershon is Gaya Vishnei Psochim is Potam Lovi Pesach Sheini. The Gemara is tailored one in the other. And the Rambam paskens like Rebbe, that Gershon is Gaya Vishnei Psochim is Chayiv Pesach Sheini, and Chogak Berishen Vizit Visheini, so is Chayiv Kores, because we learn out Kores from Migadev, from Mivorech Hashem. And how do we know that by Mivorech Hashem is Kores? Because it's Hashem and Migadev is reference to Migadev, not to Yivid Avizor. So it's a stire. And then here too we see now the Gemara says that Rebbe learns out that Tzora Serv is Asuro from Lukocho. The Rabbonon of Rebbe learn out from Oleo, the Xerishov of Oleo. So So now the Rabbonon, so the Rabbonon, they learn out, from Oleo, the din that Tzoraseh is Asur. So how do they know that Parhel and Domashel Tzibur is only Chayev, that the Chatos is only Shayech in Domashel Dini Kores? So the Rabbonon learned out from Vanefesh Ashatase Biadromo. Hook Shokolatir Kulova Vriski Hobby. Mavris Khomdish Hazan Zikoi goes a Hatu Hazan Khatos. So in other words, so as thesis points out, because the Rabbonon hold that the death parashe of Sayshemu Migadi, so where you have the posik of Anefesh Tasib Yadromo, has referenced David Avizore. Mashenkin Rebbe, he holds that posik Hashem Migadiv is referenced in the Vorach Hashem, so Mimeo he cannot learn out the aloche that Chatos Kavua is chayev for Dovosh Dini Kores, Dovosh Dini Kores, because he can't learn out into a hekesh between Avrizore and Shom Mitzvah Satira, because according to Rebbe it's so there he doesn't deal with Avrizore, he deals with Vorach Hashem. And the Rambam paskens that how do we know that Elvo is Asur from Ulkocho? So in other words, he paskens like Rebbe. If he paskens like Rebbe here, so that means that Oleo, we learn now the aloche that Chatos is Chayev only and Dovosh is Dini Kores. Dovosh is Dini Kores. So we see that the Rambam paskens like Rebbe. If the Rambam paskens like Rebbe, so he should pasken that Migadev is Mevorach Hashem, and the Rambam says in Ivel Avizore that Migadev is Ivel Avizore. And the Rambam paskens in Pirkei Avot Michas Sanhedrin that Migadev, that's Ivel Avizore. Now, so the Roshna Rambam in Pirkei Avot Michas Sanhedrin is that Tehillin is Amgadev. So Migadiv we are Taylor because it's mentioned in the Posik in Kiseitze, Kikila Selekim Tolu, and David Avizore, so it's mentioned as Hashemu Migadiv. Now, the Rambam, at the beginning of Avizore, the Rambam says, Rambam Perek Veis Melechas Avrizore Aloche Vov Kol Amede Vavriz Kichovim Shei Emes Af Opi Shalo Yovdo Hari Ze Mechari Fu Migadiv Es Hashem Ani Abud Vaneiro Viechod Ohi Vida Vriz Kichovim Viechod Amgadiv Es Adishem Shenema Vahnefesh Es Atase Viadromo Mino Ezra Chum Nagei Es Adishem U Migadi Lifi Chochtei Vini Vida Vriz Kichovim Kmo Shetei Vini Samgadi Ushneem Niskov. So the Rambam mentions that if someone is Evil Avizore or Mili Avizore, so he's Mechare from Migadi. Ve'echod Evil Avizore is Kichovi ve'echod Amigadi, it's Hashem. Shenem Vashem Nefesh Eshatas Yadrom. Min Noezroch Nagir is Hashem or Migadi. Lifiroch Teilin Evil Avizore is Kichovi in Kmoshe Teilin is Amigadi. So how does he know that an Evil Avizore, the Gavre, an Evil Avizore and the Gavre in Migadi have the same status, the same status of Rosh. Migadi and David Avizore have the same status of Rashi. Now we see from this Rambam one thing, one aloche, that insofar as the Maisa Avera is concerned, so there is a distinction between the Maisa Avera of Avizore and the Maisa Avera of Migadi. One is one Maisa Avera and one is another Maisa Avera. But as far as the status, the Rashi status of the Gavri is concerned, so it's one Rashi status. In the Maisa Avera, it's different Maisa Averas. Avrizore is one Avere, and so that the Yisar of Avrizore is mentioned in this line, and the Yisar of Migadev is implicit in Elikim Lysikale, but that's in the Mais Avere. So in the Mais Avere, Migadev and Avrizore are two separate Mais Averes. But as far as the Rosh status, the Avarian status of the Gavre is concerned, so Evil Avizore and Migadev, that's the same Shem Rosh. So he says, כל המי בבבל סליחובים שיהיה אמס, אף על פי שלא יובדו, הרי זה מחרב ומגדל את השם הניר ולנירו. ויחוד מי בבבל סליחובים, ויחוד המגדל את השם, שנמה בנפש התסבי הדרומו, מנו אזרח נגיר, אז אני שם ומגדל. לפי כוח תאילין אביד סליחובים, אם בבבל סליחובים, כמו שתאילין אסע מגדל. ושניהם נזכורים, ומפני זה כלאותי, דין המגדל וילחס אביד סליחובים, ששניהם כיפרים בעיקר. So as far as the Rosh status of Meganef and Nidal is all concerned, is the same Rosh status. In the Maisaveret, they are separate Maisaveret. But in the Gavre, is the same Rosh status. Or Eved Avizore and Gavi. Both are Kifrid Biker. And that is the Rosh Namishne Sanhedrin. So, Ma Meganef Shekofa Biker, Af Eved Avizore Shekofa Biker. So that means, so there is a din of three after Skile. By Eved Avizore, just as there is by Meganef. Now, והנפש אשר תעשה, so the whole part שדילס על ידי אריזורי, והוא ימנו איתו נסיסו לשגובו, ועם נפש אחסכת לשגובו, ותחילו איתו אשתו של חטוס, so the whole part שנשלח, דילס על ידי אריזורי, not with me God. Then the Torah says, והנפש אשר תעשה ביות רומו, מנו אזרוך נגיר, אסע נשם ומגדי, וניחס הנפש היו בקרבם. So Rashi says, ביד רומו במייזי, מגדי ומחרד, כמוי והוא יסוך חרופו וגדופו אשר כתבו נערי מלך אשו ואית, so he says מגדי איז מחרי ואית דור שורה ויסיינו מכאן למבורך את השם שהוא ביקורס. So it's a very strange rush. This is a chachomim, I mean, points out that this is strange. Because Rashi says, מגדי ומחרי. What does it mean? Mivorech Hashem. And then he says, V'yei dor shu rabbi seinu, mikam mivorech Hashem shu bikos. Of course you can. So what's the V'yei? He already said that Migadif means Mecharev. And he mentions the posik, asher gitvu narei melech hasho. Sancheret was Mecharev, Migadif the Rebbein Shom. So he says that Migadif means Mecharev. So why does he say V'yei? Something else. Something else. So the Sipse Chachomi raises that question, and he explains it as follows. Biyadroma beizit migadi. In other words, that the Anefesh, that Rashi here in Paskins, like the Mandomar, that Salishem migadi is referenced in the Vork Sashem. He says, Viyayit, another Rai. So he mentions two Rais, Rashi. That Salishem migadi is referenced to Mivork Sashem. Number one, because there is a Posik in Yishaye, Asher Gitfu Nari Melechash. And there, what was Sancheret? Sancheret was Mivorech Hashem. So Mimele, it's a raya, and there the Loshen of Gitfu is mentioned. So we see that the Loshen Gidu applies to Mivorech Hashem. That's one raya. And then another raya, Veidosh Rabbi Seinu Mikal Mivorech Hashem.